From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Your fiddle. Welcome back to Mistresses of Mayhem. That was Unicorn Cannery with Sick Addiction. Another beautiful week of Montana Metal. Yay!
That sounded so enthusiastic. Like, yay!
Yeah.
Like, yay!
Woo-hoo!
Like that.
Woo! All right. Mistress Oisey welcoming you back to Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem on mtradio.net. Big thanks to Sean for letting us play on his wonderful station and to all the awesome bands that send us music to share with all of you. So definitely check out all the bands that we play each and every show. They are on our website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistresses of mayhem. You can check out all the past shows. The posters are there, the playlists are there, and some of the old shows are there.
This is Mistress Hansi saying, squirrel.
And this is Mistress Angel, and I don't know what to say.
Alrighty, so we did start off the show with Unicorn Cannery. We love them. Unicorn Cannery also does squirrel moments for us.
Oh my gosh, they have some of the best squirrel moments.
Their members are like really amusing, like Nick, to follow on Facebook.
He has the best posts.
Like, he cracks me up. If I'm having a bad day, I go and look for his posts, and I'm just like, then I feel better.
I don't know where he gets it, but he's got it.
He does. Unicorn Cannery is from the Belgrade, Montana area. They were born in the year 2013. They're not technically together anymore, but they have done reunited shows. They did one with Hemlock not too long ago, so we can always hold out hope that we will see another show from the awesome Unicorn Cannery. And if you'd like to listen to some of their music, you can go to Reverb Nation and check them out. All right, we're getting back to the music with some Mudkicker with Shuckin' Jivin'. They're out of the Twin Bridges area.
You got Kiki on the bass, Eddie on drums, and of course Sean on guitars and Volk. It's a family band, little trio. They're awesome to watch, and it's been interesting to watch Kiki and those guys grow up, you know. You see them like every so many years, and it's just kind of amusing to watch how they mature into more adept musicians.
It's definitely been interesting, like, seeing them, you know, they're shy, kind of reserved on stage, and then as you've been watching them grow up and stuff, they've been coming out of that shell more and really owning the stage.
You see that they act more, and that was Kiki the first couple ones. She really didn't like eye contact the first couple shows, and the last couple of ones I've seen, she has been just as much running around doing her thing as her dad. I mean, she's definitely opened up and become a better musician, and Eddie has always been fun to watch. I love watching drummers. They always go ape shit, and he is no exception. And then to find out he's a football player on top of it, I can't imagine doing all that and being in a band. So much talent.
That's one thing about like the Twin Bridges and Sheridan area, is that like all the kids are multiverse. It's really awesome to see.
Because they have so much time on their hands.
Right? It's like, well, I could do this, or I could go outside and tip a cow. I guess I'll... I guess I'll play the drums, huh?
I'm sure they have things to do.
No, they don't. I grew up there.
I was going to say, Angel knows about these
things. I know this life. It's like I could go cruise on the back countryside again, or I could actually hone in a skill. I don't know.
I'm going to go tip a cow.
They run. It's not possible.
Tip a cow. You got to do it when they're sleeping.
Yeah, but then I don't want to go out in a field at night.
So
like, what is that? Is that a coyote or what's that? Is that a deer? Oh my god!
Coyote.
I used to be scared of deer. Honestly.
I believe you.
I was like, oh my god, the deer's gonna attack me.
She's fine.
Yeah.
She's fine. All right, we're going to get back to the music. This is Mudkicker from the Twin Bridges area on Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem. We'll be right back.
This is JJ from Universal Choke Sign, and you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem.
Thank you. sword, I'm a king of three, no one else wishes on me, so say, now she can play, it's a fucking cut. Why is everything a sun? Bloody door, my booty has green, eternal is for cut.
That was some Salmon Rape on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. That song was called The Grail. They're from Clinton, Montana, one of my favorite towns in Montana.
Go Clinton.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment right there. Trust me.
It is.
So good job, Clinton. The band consists of Dylan on vocals and bass, drums and guitar, and synth. He pretty much does everything.
He's a one-man band, but it is awesome.
He rocks it. He's always puts out really good music.
And he considers his music a science industrial metal, which I can totally see that from listening to it. I see all those elements.
Very, very true, yes.
He formed the band back in 2011. It has black metal backed with death metal style vocals, drum lines, and deep, bizarre, sometimes uncomfortable lyrics and themes. We
that
can
is
attest
very
to
true,
that.
Yeah.
We can attest to that. He has some songs that you sit there and you're like, what the fuck did I just listen to? but it's not bad. It's just one of those things that you're sitting there going,
just like, whoa,
that was really deep. That was really holy crap. And it makes you stop and pay attention, which I guess is a good thing because, yeah, sometimes you get
a little bit of shock value, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's why I like it. Whoa. Yeah. It's that whole entire, did he just do it? Oh, he just did do that. Oh.
What I like about that is like there's been so much shock value, you know, in music that a lot of it's like, oh, that's not really shocking anymore.
Mm-mm.
But his music is like, whoa,
yep.
Whoa, that is shocking.
Yep. So I like it for that aspect as well. And Dylan is actually currently with Arctotis, which is a Missoula-based band, and he's doing vocals for them, and he sounds amazing with them. So If you're liking Salmon Rape, check out Arctotis as well. We're going to get back into some more music with Uncommon Evolution.
Uncommon Evolution is out of Whitefish. You got Matt on the drums, Matt on the bass, two separate guys, and Briar on guitar. Check out uncommonevolution.weebly.com. They've been going through since, what, spring of 2013? Been around a little while.
Yeah, not too long. They're pretty new, but they're really awesome, and they make you stop and want to rock out to them, so definitely check them out.
All right, let's get back into it. This is Uncommon Evolution with Hell's Rain. On Montana Metal. On... Oh, yeah, and with Mistresses of Mayhem.
Matt Swafford from Mahamawaldi, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
This is Mike from Stupid Human Suit, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Stupid Human Suit with Dies the Fire on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Stupid Human Suit is out of the Kalispell, Montana area. They've got Mike, Levi, Keely, Ben, and Tim. They're a progressive death metal band. You can go to stupidhumansuit.com for more information on them. They're on Reverb Nation, Facebook. I believe there's some YouTube videos out there. Great, great band. Tons of fun. Always enjoy seeing Stupid Human Suit and excited to be playing them for you tonight.
What is a stupid human suit?
You?
Is that talking about like a person?
Yeah, like you, like, you like and that me. Person. Not just you in person. You know, you were like, oh, you, me,
thanks.
Them. Because you know it's your birthday suit, right? And some people are stupid. I have no idea.
I don't know if that's like making fun of like a person.
See,
for
that
being
was
dumb
a lot less violent than I thought. I was thinking stupid human suit, somebody that's really stupid, so you skin them.
Whoa. I was thinking maybe it was a way of calling someone ugly, but all right. We each have our opinion.
A nice one on this one, huh?
Not you. All right, so we'll have to ask the guys and find out what stupid human suit, what's behind that name and what's it mean. And see who's right. The psycho mistress? Or the one who just thinks you're ugly.
I'm at least being nice about it. I'm giving people benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're just ugly. I don't know. I'm not going to kill them to find out.
Unlike some people.
Like, I'm just going to skin you because I don't like you. Can we call her, like, Mistress Lecter or Hannibal Lecter or something?
Yeah, that's gross.
You skin him.
Wait, that was the first one.
What was it? Silence of the Lambs?
Who was this? Yeah, the Silence of the Lamb. What was his name? Buffalo Bill. He's the one that skins people.
I'm going to call you Buffalo Bill from now on.
All right, so we're going to get back into the music. We've got MIP with their song Existence coming up for you.
They're from the Manhattan, Belgrade area. They were the winner of the Best Metal Band for the 2013 Zoo Music Awards. You got Hunter on drums, Mike on vocals and guitar, and Garrett on guitar with Chance on bass. They were founded in 2012, and they are another one of those bands that they've really grown from the first time I saw them to the, you know, recently.
From the minors to now they're all of age.
Yeah, now they're all of age and they've got fire on stage. And
I was going to say, originally the band was all minors, which is why they are the MIP. That
I was like, are they going to be DUI now? No. I hope not.
They're going to get a designated driver. That way they can still be drunk in the backseat.
Right? They can hang out with us in the back.
Ooh. Hell yeah. We can make it an interesting drive. It's fine.
Right? They're not minors anymore.
We like the vans without the windows. The vans with windows, we just show off what we're doing. But the vans without the windows, at least, you know, they don't see as much.
Right? That's always good.
Unless you want them to. Unless you see the butt up in the window.
That reminds me of driving to Spokane with DJ Sun and him mooning Black Lodge in his kilt.
Oh, yeah. I was with Black Lodge at the time.
Oh, that was fun.
I like looked over. I was like, what the? Oh my. You guys, look over. You need to see this.
That was a good trip. Come flying up next to Black Lodge on the interstate, and DJ Sun's like, I got my kilt on. Butt in the window.
I remember who was driving. I think it was Johnny was driving. And he's like, I can't look. I'm trying to drive. And I'm like, you need to look anyway.
I don't really care if you want to look or not.
I don't even care if you want to look. You have to look.
So yes, definitely check out MIP and all the awesome bands that we play each and every week. If you have music you want us to play for the world, send them to our producer, DJ Sun, at closingchapterproductions@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject Montana Metal so that he knows that it's not just porn spam.
But if you put porn in the title of your email, he might open it a little quicker.
Ha-ha. Might come a little faster?
Uh-huh.
Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
All right. All right. MIP on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Innocent. Carelessness. Temptation. happened to find a new way. Excitation, miscommunication. You only see what you will have to destroy.
Hey, this is Johnny Angus from the Farthest Edge, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. Fuck yeah.
Listen to me, tell me your problems, my son. I can't take the road I am on. Nothing is safe, nothing is clear. Nothing is worse than the pain of being here. He opens up the curtain. Says he go seek out the light.
Oh, Roger Fraser.
And I'm Eric Toole.
We're from Seventh Passing, and you're listening to
Mistresses of Mayhem.
A Midnight Drive on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We're really excited to be playing a Midnight Drive. They're from the Butte, Montana area, and although they're not strictly metal, they're still that rockin', groovin' metal sound that we enjoy. So they are welcomed to our show with open arms. They're from the Butte, Montana area. They used to be out of Boulder, Montana.
I was going to say, and open legs. That's inappropriate.
They've competed in quite a few area battle of the bands, actually won. They're very entertaining when they're on the stage, and very inviting, I should say, because the crowd participation, they invite you to get involved, and they're just full of energy, and they're lots and lots of fun. You can check out more about them on Reverb Nation Facebook. Definitely check out A Midnight Drive. All right, we're going to close out this week's show. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. We will be back, same bat channel, same bat time on mtradio.net next week. We're going to play our one more song now, one more artist. Mr. Ansi, you want to say goodbye?
This is Mr. Ansi saying, order's not everything.
And this is Mr. Angel saying, chaos is everything.
There is that.
I love chaos. That.
Chaos is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And without chaos, where would we be?
Orderly? We'd be orderly.
I don't like doing things that are supposed to be done in order. I don't have as precise order I do anything.
No. I heard this order once where you need to start in missionary and end in missionary and everything else in between. That's the only order I go by.
End in missionary?
Yeah. You start and end in
and
missionary.
And ends where the dude ends, dude.
Right? Like, oh, okay. I guess we're done. Fine.
Sometimes.
Flip me over.
Flip me real. Finish myself in missionary. It's fine.
Okay, get out of my room. You're not welcome in here anymore.
You did not finish the job. Get out. No, she's not. She has toys down below that she allows him to finish the job with. Now use that and finish me off, damn it. That sucked. You're not very good at this job. If you ever want to come play here again, you better make me go, oh, at least three times.
And that's chaos.
Now that's order.
Orderly chaos. But thank you again for tuning in to the Mistresses of Mayhem this week. We'll see you guys next week. Here's some Seventh Passing with Rough Edges. They're from the Deer Lodge, Montana area. You got Sarah Fraser on vocals, married to Noctis from Walking Corpse Syndrome. And you got Roger Frazier on lead guitar and vocals, and Kevin on bass, and Eric on drums. They're a modern rock metal group. You can check them out on Reverb Nation, and you can also check them out on Facebook. So thanks again for tuning in. Here's some Seventh Passing on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, Follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.